All right, and welcome to July 5th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. 1872. Since I didn't get a chance to do this yesterday for obvious reasons, happy birthday number 30, Calvin Coolidge's birthday. According to WhiteHouse.gov, President Coolidge demonstrated his determination to preserve the old morale and economic precepts of frugality amid the material property which many Americans were enjoying during the 1920s era. Calvin Coolidge was born in Plymouth, Vermont on the 4th of July in 1872, the son of a village storekeeper. He graduated from Amherst College with honors and entered law and politics in Northampton, Massachusetts. He worked his way up the political ranks to Republican governor of Massachusetts. And as president, Silent Cal refused to use federal economic power to check the growing booms or to ameliorate the depressed condition of agriculture and certain industries. His first meeting to Congress in December 1923 called for isolation in foreign policy and for tax cuts and limited aid to farmers. He twice vetoed farm relief bills and killed a plan to produce cheap federal electric power on the Tennessee River. Coolidge didn't do much as president, and many saw this as a great thing. Walter Lippmann pointed out in 1926, "This active inactivity suits the mood of the needs of the country admirably. It suits all the business interests which want to be let alone, and it suits all those who have become convinced that government in this country has become dangerously complicated and top-heavy." Yes, Coolidge was very quiet. As his wife Grace once recalled, a young woman was sitting next to Calvin at a dinner party one night, and she bet Cal that she could get at least 3 words of conversation out of his mouth. Without even looking at her, he quietly retorted, "You lose." Although Coolidge was quiet, he was the first president to make a public radio address on February 26, 1924, to the American people. He also helped create the FRC, now known today as the FCC. It was the Federal Radio Commission, now of course the Federal Communication Commission. And again, I know today's July 5th, but since I didn't get to it yesterday, happy July 4th birthday, President Coolidge. Yeah. 1951. Dr. William Shockley from Murray Hills, New Jersey, invents the junction transistor. What a nerd. No, really. If it weren't for this nerd, we wouldn't have any of the electronics we use today. Nor would we have the Silicon Valley. Shockley had some help, along with friends John Bardeen and Walter Brattain. And moving back to 1867. Happy birthday, Andrew Ellicott Douglas from Windsor, Vermont, who invented dendrochronology, or tree ring dating. I've been on plenty of dates in my life, but none with a tree ring. Anyway, according to Wikipedia, the Greeks actually discovered the use of tree ring dating thousands of years ago, but Douglas founded the Laboratory of Tree Ring Research at the University of Arizona. He sought to better understand cycles of sunspot activity and reasoned that changes in solar activity would affect climate patterns on Earth, which could subsequently be recorded by tree ring growth patterns. Andrew Douglas, ladies and gentlemen. And finally, in 1986, at just 20 years old, Janet Jackson becomes the youngest person to top the Billboard album charts since Stevie Wonder did it at the age of 13 in 1963. The LP Control featured the single What Have You Done For Me Lately, among many other great songs. And that's it for July 5th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Thanks for listening.